Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hello everyone, good evening family, in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and welcome to another refreshing, heartfelt, spirit-filled edition of Intimate Moments right here on Radio Pulpit Channel 882 on your DSTV, or you can stream live to radiopulpit.co.za. Every Fridays we are here from 10 till 12, making sure that you build on that marriage. If you're a single person, you are equipped, you know what you want. We're just equipping you with marriage. I'm your host, Amanda Makabuka, and I'm honored to spend these 2 hours with you as we speak life, healing, and restoration into our marriages. Tonight, we are diving into a topic that has transformed many marriages across the world: understanding love languages. The Holy Spirit will open our eyes, soften our hearts, and teach us how to love one another in God's way. Family, sometimes it is not that your spouse doesn't love you. It is simply that they are speaking love, but in a language you don't understand. And tonight, we decode the language of love in marriage. You're making sure that you get to understand. Sometimes you have to go to your secret place and just pray to God, Lord, help me understand my partner, reveal my partner to me, so that you understand what he loves, what he likes, so that you can just do what he loves, man. Understand the language on how he wants things to be done. That is Intimate Moments tonight. Let us quickly go to a song. There's a lot we're going to talk about tonight on our show.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
The words of the Lord are words of life. You hear it on 657 AM.
Thank you so much for joining us right here on Intimate Moments with me, Amanda Makabuka. Today we are talking about the love languages. What exactly are love languages? Love languages are the ways in which people express or receive love. According to Dr. Gary Chapman, there are 5 love languages. Let's go to them one by one. Number one, there's words of affirmation. This love language is about speaking love through words. People who have this love language feel loved. They love to hear encouragements, appreciations, compliments, kind words, verbal support. Just encourage your partner. Wow, man, you are hardworking. Wow, you are wise. Wow, you are beautiful. Appreciate. Thank you so much, my love. Even for the small things, for the little things, appreciation is a love language. Compliment her. You look beautiful. Wow. The way you presented in that workshop was amazing. Wow, you really prepared. Compliment her. Give her kind words, verbal support. For example, you just say, thank you for everything you do. I'm so proud of you. You look beautiful today. I believe in you. To them, words carry weight. Words can build them, strengthen them, and reassure them. I tell you, there's a saying, people that love to say, behind every successful man, there is a praying woman. But we have to say sometimes, behind every successful woman, there is a praying man. There is a man that is always complimenting this woman. This woman sometimes feels weak, feels discouraged, feels ugly. Do you get what I'm saying? But I assure you, there is a man who will always say, you look beautiful, regardless. There's a man who will always say, you're hardworking. You can do this. You are powerful. And when you go out there, people see this strong woman. People see this dedicated woman. They don't know that this woman sometimes feels very weak. Same goes for men. They don't know that this man sometimes feels weak, feels like he can't do anything. He can't provide for his family. But they don't know that behind that woman, behind that man, there is someone who's speaking words of affirmation, who's giving encouragement, who always appreciates, who give compliments, who is kind to words. So that's the first one, words of affirmation. Affirm your partner. That is number one love language. Speak love through words. Before you do, speak love through words. Even if you're having a discouragement, it is a conflict. There's a conflict between you two. But don't shout. Speak words of love. Be loving in your arguments. Be loving. Speak words of love. That is act number one of love language. Number two, act of services. This love language expresses love through actions, not words. It means doing something that helps your partner or makes their life easier. Let's go and see, for example, number one, cooking a meal. You know your partner, you have studied your partner, you know what kind of meal he likes, what he likes to eat, so on and so forth. Cook that special meal. That is an act of love to him. Help with chores. I know many men don't like doing chores in the olden days. Not now, because now we help one another in the house. But in the olden days, the house chores were just for the wife. You cook, you clean, you do take care of the kids, you wash, you bath them, you do everything. But in these days, I love how things are changing. Men help. It's not their duty, it's not their responsibility, which is very important. When a man gets up and cook, appreciate him. Say thank you. He is not supposed to be doing that. Show him that I understand this is not your duty, but you are expressing your love language. Appreciate him. Don't be like, it's 50-50. It's not 50-50 here. It's not 50-50 here. This is a God thing. We have to help one another, have to love one another. Show love in ways that you can. Cook that meal for your partner, even if you are a man. Help with cause, even if you are a man. You know it's not your responsibility, it's not your duty, but you are showing that woman that, listen, I love you. I understand you are tired. You are doing a lot, but sit down. Let me show you how I love you. But by doing this course, by cooking for this woman, running errands, it's not a woman thing. We can all do that. We know it's not your responsibility, but it's just an act of love. You are doing it because you love her. And woman, appreciate. Appreciate. Say thank you. I know women sometimes tend to be like, we must all do things in the house. It's not that way. It's our responsibility to do house chores and clean and everything. When men takes a step to do that, show that you appreciate. Honey, I understand this is not your part, but you are showing me that. And it feels good. It really feels good to see your man trying to show how much he loves you, how much he sees that you are tired, he cares. That's caring. You know your woman is tired and everything, and you take a step to try and take some of the responsibilities to you. That's an act of love. So you are expressing your love in acts of service, fixing something. Sometimes you will see that the cupboard has a screw that is loose there. Don't just wait for your man. When you do that, a man will be like, oh wow, it's not her duty, but she has done it. That's an act of love. That's an act of service. It's good, and the man will appreciate you for that. Taking responsibility without being asked, that's an act of service. You really feel good when someone does that. heart. You feel loved. You feel appreciated. To them, love is shown through efforts. They feel loved when you do something meaningful to them. Don't just stop there in words of affirmation. Afterwards, there has to be action. What are you doing? Let's go to number three. We are talking about acts, love languages. We've spoken about words of affirmation. We've spoken about acts of service. Now we are talking about receiving gifts. I know this one. Many women think that it's only them that should receive gifts. Men must buy gifts and not do the same for them. This love language is not about money. It is about thoughtfulness, even if it's just a sweet. People with this love language feel loved when they receive a gift that shows, I was thinking about you. For an example, you buy a flower. Flowers are not expensive. You just write a note. Do you get what I'm saying? Before you go to work, just take a piece of paper, you write down a note. I love you. I appreciate you. Have a good day. It shows that this person was just thinking about me. Even if you are out, you have been busy the whole day. In that busyness of yours, just buy a chocolate and bring it home. You are showing your partner that, listen, Even if my day was this busy, but I thought about you. And that makes a person feel so special, even if it's just a sweet. For an example, my husband, when I was pregnant, I loved lollipops. I loved lollipops. My husband will just bring a lollipop for me. I would feel very loved. A lollipop, how much is a lollipop? Less than 2 rand, less than 5 rand. You get what I'm saying? But what I would feel after that, I would feel really good that my husband is thinking about me. You get what I'm saying? Just do a quick favorite snack. You know what your partner likes. You know how your husband likes it to be done. A meaningful item, something symbolic to them. The gift is a reminder of love. You really feel loved when someone gives you a gift. It doesn't matter how cheap it is. If it comes from the heart, the other person will really appreciate it, and it shows them that, wow, I'm loved here. Do you get what I'm saying? So number four, quality time. I know in these days we are very busy. We have too much commitments. It's school, it's work, it's kids, it's homeworks for kids, and you have assignments. There's just a lot. We hustle. Quality time. This love language is about undivided attention. You get that? Undivided attention. They feel loved when you are fully present with them. You switch off your phones. It's just us now. You know, in some houses, they will say after 7 p.m., all our phones are off. We are not on social media. It's just us. Kids are in their bedrooms. It's just us. We are just having that quality time together. Even if you just sit and switch off the TV, you switch off everything, and you're just quiet. It feels really good when you're sitting next to your partner and just giving one another undivided attention. Having deep conversations, sitting together, going for a walk, a date in J-Man. You just go for an ice cream date. It doesn't have to be expensive. I know people like to bring money. Oh, there's no money. Things are expensive. Life is hard. No. It's simple things. It's just simple things. Go for a walk. Walk, man. Take a walk. You see, you're not buying anything. You're not taking money from your pocket. In fact, you are saving. You leave the car home. You just take a walk. You come back together. Putting the phone away and just listening to them. Time is love. Your presence fills their emotional tank. Hey, the tuna, I am telling you, you know, emotionally, we sometimes get drained by everything, by life and shit, things not working out. But spending that time with your partner, you are refilling. You are refilling, asking how was your day. You are just pouring. You are just listening. Just listen. My day was this and that and that. Sometimes the partner just wants to talk and not being interrupted. Allow that. They feel loved. That is quality time. Number five, physical touch. This love language expresses love through physical closeness. It is not only sexual intimacy. It includes everyday touching. It's not just sexual intimacy, because when we talk about physical touch, we only think of sexual intimacy. No, just holding hands, those hugs, sitting close to one another, a gentle touch on the shoulder, and just a kiss, even in the forehead, to them, touch communicates. I'm here. I'm connected to you. I love you, without even saying those words. But when you touch, or when you hug, when you it just says everything is gonna be fine. Even if you are stressed, there's too much going on. Your partner is just talking and talking and talking and angry. Just that touch says them, I'm here. I'm connected to you. I love you. So you see how it's important to understand. So understand your partner's love language, and be careful. Be careful, because you have your love language, your partner has his love language. Be careful of doing your love languages to your partner. Learn his love languages and do his love languages to you. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's very important. We've spoken about words of affirmation, acts of love, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. Love language are very important. They make a relationship. Sometimes you will feel unloved. It's not that you are not loved. It's because your partner doesn't understand your love languages. He doesn't get you. It's just that he loves you or she loves you, but you feel like, I'm not loved. You are loved. Pray so that you understand your partner. You get him, man. You're supposed to understand. You're the only person that's supposed to understand your partner, to know him, what he likes. You even know what he's about to say before he even speaks. That is understanding your partner. You pray to that. The Holy Spirit, you pray for that. The Holy Spirit will reveal to you. Let us quickly go to a song. We're going to speak about the love languages. Now, after the break, we're going to talk about the biblical foundation of love, because love is biblical. UYesu wasithanda. We are here because God loved us. So let us talk about the biblical foundation of love.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit. Ubuyele kusimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo. Kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinekela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe ukuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254. Okanye uthumele umyalezo ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
This is intimate moments. You see, my heart is just excited. You know, when you speak about love, it's really God's thing. When you speak about love, you feel good. You get butterflies. The more you speak about it, the more you are like, wow, man, it's a beautiful thing. When the Bible says you love your neighbor as you love yourself, you just feel love. You just feel love. Pray for the love of God so that you love everyone. We are not talking about loving everyone. One tonight, we are talking about the love languages, loving your partner. Let us go to biblical foundation. Before we go deeper into the love languages, I want us to lay a strong foundation, biblical foundation, because marriage was created by God, and love itself is originating from Him. So we cannot understand love without understanding God's heart. I hope you have underlined that. You cannot understand love without understanding God's heart. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only as a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. What does that mean? Let us go deeper into that. It means you can speak beautifully, you can speak powerfully, you can have all the right words and all the right arguments. But if your spouse does not feel loved, your words become noise. Not because you are a bad person, but because the language you are speaking is not reaching to them. This scripture teaches us that love must have understanding. Love must have meaning. Love must have intention. Love must be communicated in a way the other person can actually receive. And then the Bible goes even deeper in Proverbs 18, verse 21, where it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. This means that the words we use, the tone we use, the way we speak to our spouse carries either life or death. You can say a good thing, but the tone can make a mess of that. You can say a beautiful thing, but the tone is very much important. Words can heal or they can wound. Words can build a home, or they can break a home. Some marriages are not struggling because there is no love. They are struggling because the love is being expressed in the wrong way. You might be loving sincerely, but if it is not in the language your spouse understands, it becomes a clinging symbol. So what I was saying before, I spoke about this, of understanding your partner, and I'm always going back to it. It's that important. You can love your partner. You can try to do whatever you can to show your partner that you love him or her. But if he does not understand that language, to him, it's just a noise. Pray for understanding between you and your partner. So, family, what God is teaching us in this, the way we express love matters to God. He cares about how we speak, how we save, how we touch, how we give, and how we spend time with one another. Because love is not just a feeling. Love is a ministry. Love is an assignment. Love is obedience, and love must be expressed with wisdom. So as we talk about the love languages tonight, I want you to remember this. God is calling us not only to love, but to love with understanding, to love with discernment, to love intentionally, to love in a way that heals, strengthens, restores, and brings life. So I want you to just close your eyes and see how you love your partner, and see if you get one another, you understand one another. Maybe the conflicts you have is because you don't understand each other's love languages. Maybe you are asking yourself, man, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? Because I love my partner, but he or she doesn't seem to believe that I love him. So please, take a breath, deep breath, and try to understand him. You cannot understand a person if you talk while he's talking. Be a good listener. If you want to understand, you have to be a good listener. Listen to your partner. Then you will be able to understand your partner. Let us go to a scenario. Let me share a simple story with you. A story that reflects what so many couples quietly go through. A husband once said to me, Amanda, I don't understand my wife anymore. I fix things around the house. I provide. I work long hours so that she never lacks anything. I make sure the house is taken care of, the bills are paid, and everything is in order. And yet, she still tells me she feels unloved. And then I spoke to the wife, and she said something completely different. She said, Amanda, he's always busy. He comes home tired. He's always fixing, always working, always doing, but never sitting down with me. He never spends time with me. I don't want a perfect house. I just want my husband. I want connection. I want peace. And I looked at this couple and I saw how beautiful their life is, how financially stable they are, how the husband has built a big house for the wife, trying to show her that he loves her. But at the other side, the wife is like, my husband is always busy doing this and that. He never spends time with me. You're trying to show love, but not in her love language, in your love language. Remember what I said first. Be careful that you don't do your love language to your partner. Learn her love languages. Learn his love languages. And allow him to do your love languages. So family, do you see what's happening here? Both of them are loving. Both of them are trying. Both of them are giving. But they are giving in different languages. The husband is shouting love through acts of service. In his mind, working hard, fixing things, providing, that is love. He thinks, I'm showing you I love you by taking care of everything. But the wife's heart hears love through quality time. She's saying, I need your presence. I can see you are working, but that is just depressing me. I need you here next to me. I need you hold your hand. I need your presence. I need quality time with you, not just your performance. I need your attention, not just your efforts. I want to feel you here, not just see what you've done. So what happens? Two people who deeply love one another, two people who are not cheating, two people who are not abusive, two people who are not planning to break the marriage, yet both of them feel misunderstood. Both of them feel unloved. The other feels the other party is not appreciative. The other one says, no, he's not doing what I want because I feel unloved. Why? Because the problem is not love. The problem is language. He's speaking another language. The partner is also speaking another language. She's listening to another language. And the marriage sits in the middle, confused. There are fights. There are conflicts. Some even go to an extent of separating. Not that they don't love one another. They love one another deeply, but it's just they don't understand each other's love languages. So family, this is what happens in so many homes. Not because there is no love, but but because the love is being spoken in a way the other person does not understand. And you know what? Sometimes the loudest I love you is not loud at all. It's simply spoken differently. Two people loving each other but missing each other because they are not speaking the same love languages. Do you see what is important here? You can love your partner. God is love. You can love. You can try to do everything, but it's very important that if you want to do things right, do it with understanding. Understand your partner. Don't put all your effort on the wrong things. Yes, they are good things, but they are not what your partner needs. So, pray for understanding your partner. We're talking about love languages today. I hope as you are listening, you are writing down, you are starting to meditate. You are trying to understand your partner, meditating your partner, and see what is love, and doing an introspection, and see if you have been doing things the right way, you have been showing him or her the right way. Maybe that is why there's too much conflicts and fightings between you two. The problem is you love one another, but you don't understand each other's love language. After the break, we are continuing with the topic, understanding each other's love language.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.